are listening to From the Attic Podcast, brought to you by Progzilla Radio and Dead Bob Productions. Presented by Brian Watson. Splendid fellow.
Is she? Or isn't she? She is wearing a hairspray. But it's Harmony Hairspray in a brand new formula. So fine and gentle, you're the only one that knows for sure. New Harmony Hairspray.
Welcome to From the Attic, a weekly give a tech there or thereabouts look at everything that's going on in the world of Progzilla. Head on over to the Progzilla website at progzilla.com to catch up with all the latest news, details of all the podcasts that you know and love. We've got lots to get through this week. We're going to play a gratuitous Jethro Tull track, as we always do. Something that gives me an excuse to plug the American Prog Show this week. It's on the 25th of October at 6 p.m. It's a Blue Oyster Cult special celebrating the release of the new album, The Symbol Remains, and playing lots of back catalogue tunage as well. Going to play something that one of the presenters has played this last week. This week, that honour goes to the boss, Cliff, the main man, the head honcho, the big cheese, Mr. Love Monkey. He played a track by Canadian Mop Tops, Rash. And as this is not the American Prog Show, and we don't get much of a chance to play any Rash, and I had it in my library, I lost it all in a crash not that long ago, and I'm still struggling to reload everything, but I'm getting there bit by bit. So we're going to play a Rash tune. We'll get to the news shortly. But if you do head on over to the page at the moment, you'll see there's an obituary for Gordon Haskell. R.I.P. Gordon. Tons of news to catch up on. Most recently, Mike Pollock's Progressive Truck Show 386 has got up. It's called Crossover to Fuse the Cosmos, whatever that means. Lots of bands that I've never heard of, but all of them will no doubt be fantastic. There's Immortal Onion, Shem, World Service Project, Tat Vamasi, Sanguinum, heard of them, Pampa Trash, Sounds of New Soma, and more. We'll get to more news in a bit. But for now, and trailing me Blue Oyster Cult special this Sunday, it's Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't fear the reaper, when the wind will start. Hi, this is Mike from the Progressive Track Show, and you're listening to From the Attic Podcast with Brian on Progzilla Radio. My guess is Vicky can't stand this show either.
Water, fresh with the tang of citrus, more refreshing fruit flavors.
Juicy, chewy opal fruits.
Made to make your mouth water.
We had to leave on a ferry boat. Economic refugees on the run to Germany. We had the back of Maggie's hand.
Welcome back.
Times were tough in Geordie.
Time for the news. We touched on the new Progressive Track Show 386 up on the website. There's also 385 up there as well. Heavy Elements 249 is up, featuring Coheed, Without an H and Cambria, Meadows, Scardust, Threshold. The year that was is 1992. And the album of the week is Oceanborn and Hidden from the World. Heavy Elements 248 is up as well. Sean's Progmill Edition 231 is up on the web, progzilla.com. Download it, stream it, and you'll hear from Abel Gantz, Verulium, Osric Tentacles, King Gorm, Dead Bob's fourth favourite Genesis guitarist, Steve Ackett, Collage, The Enid, and Potter's Daughter, to name but a few. The Krasloft Vinyl Show podcast 132 is up. The Kres plays The Straubs, Renaissance, Little Feet, Buddy Rich, Janis Joplin, ZZ Top, The Tragically Hip, It Bites, Van Halen, and lots more.
Head away down the Audubon.
There's a Progressive Rock Show podcast, don't have a number for it, but it was broadcast on the 18th. You'll find Zappa, Jan Ackerman, Wings, Southern Empire, Clannad, Assi Froberg and Musical Companion, and Drifting Sun, amongst others. Northern Star podcast 288. Is are now available for your listening pleasure.
In German tarts are wunderschön.
You can have a listen to A Perfect Circle, Regal Worm, Big Big Train, Damanek, Curved Air, Psycho Yogi, and Derek and his Dominoes, amongst others. There's also a Bobcast, yes there is, for the first Four Sides Live. Here, some vinyl, plastic, shellac, vinyl, if you will, from England, The Tangent, Rick Wackman, and UFO. Part one of Steve Bleese's Wishbone Ash story on Sounds That Can Be Made, covering 1969 to 1979, is available, as is Progwatch 741, which explores the musical world of Rick Wakeman.
Tonight we'll drink the old
his work with Straubs, ABWH, yes, in all its many forms. His session work, collaborations, you name it. If it's Wackman related, it'll be in there. Cliff's Life from Progzilla Towers, edition 362, was a feature on Jacko Jacksick's Top 10. Cliff played, amongst others, Chicago Transit Authority, The Beatles, Genesis, Fleetwood Mac, Zappa, Jethro Tull, Small World, and more. There's the fifth birthday show for Sounds That Can Be Made, edition 260. Join Steve as he plays Pink Floyd, The Pineapple Thief, Spock's Beard, yes, Porcupine Tree, Riverside Rush, Barclay James Harvest, and lots, lots more. There's another Bobcast up for show 187, Goldfish Catcher. Have at it. Next up, because I've got a funny interstitial, we're going to play Beastie by Jethro Tull from The Broadsword and the Beast.
Jethro Tull from Lowestoft, one of them had one leg, or so it seemed. But if you look closely, he simply had his leg tucked up his ass. Now, that was a gimmick.
From early days of infancy through trembling years of youth, long murky middle age and final hours long in a tooth. Here's the hundred names of terror, creature you love the least. Picture his name before you and exorcise the beast. He rolled up and down through history, spectre with tales to tell. In the darkness when the campfire's dead, to each his private hell. If you look behind your shoulder, you can witness now the ever-changing nature of the beast. Be still. Be still. Be still. Be still. If you wear a warm sporran, you can keep the foe at bay. You can pop the pills and visit some psychiatrist who'll say, there is nothing I can do for you. Everywhere's a danger zone. I'd love to help get rid of it, but I've got one on my own. Beastie has a beast upon my shoulder. Beastie, and I feel it upon my back. Beastie. Some of living too. He's your private nightmare brigand. He'd just love to turn us through. So stand as one defiant. Yes, I'm glad you like this swell. Stare that beastie in the face and really give him hell. Beastie has a beast upon my shoulder. Beastie,
Chunky milk chocolate or peanuts in milk chocolate.
That's nearly it for this week. We're going to play out with The Camera Eye by Rush. From the Moving Pictures album, of course. Cliff featured it on his recent show, Edition 362 of Live from Progzilla Tower. We don't get much of a chance to play Rush, except of course on the American Prog Show, but that's only once a month. So, any excuse is what I say. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of From the Attic. Join me again for another one soon. Head over to progzilla.com for all your progressive rock needs. I've been Brian Watson. Look after yourself. Keep your distance. Wear a mask. Love you. Ta-ta.
Join Brian and Mike on the fourth Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. for the American Prog Show. Only on Progzilla Radio.
Thank you. I have to sleep standing up like a horse. Brian made some straps for me so I can hang and sleep like Black Beauty.
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
It's star prize time. It's 101 or more. And it's Brian Troy. And that's a one. Oh, that's out the board. It's a one, it can't be done, unfortunately, but that's the gamble.
You need a million-dollar computer to understand this.
You have failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.